B. Cherniak and I are meeting with John Thiessen at his home, in fact, in his garage in Stonewall, Manitoba, on the 24th of October, 2009. And the reason for our follow-up visit is to look at some of the artifacts that Mr. Thiessen has amassed over the years. And we're going to just have him explain the different items. We'll be taking pictures so that we can match this spoken word to the items that he has very nicely displayed for us here. So perhaps we could start with this item called the clipper, grain seed and bean cleaner.
That's correct. Okay, now how I come by having this piece of equipment is a co-worker of mine, Mr. Blake Woods, gathered up a whole bunch of stuff. He was quite a guy for gathering artifacts from the grain industry, and this was part of it. And so anyway, when he felt that he had done it long enough, then he entrusted me with it, with the idea that I would keep it up, because he didn't want to see it go astray somewhere people wouldn't see it or whatever, and I think it was a good idea.
And what was his, how did you know him, and what did he do in the grain trade?
He was manager of country operations when I come into the office, and I took over from him, and when he retired. So he had the stuff, and he wanted me to carry it on, so anyway, that's how I come to have this, a lot of the stuff that I have here.
How old is this, do you think?
I don't really know how old it is. It was manufactured by ATF Farrell and Company at Saginaw, Michigan, but I don't know what year it is. I really don't know, but I'm guessing that would probably, they might have still used it in the early 30s, probably.
So this wasn't 30. Being used when you were...
Oh, no, this is... I don't have one of the modern one. It's what they call the kicker. This is the clipper, and it was the kicker. That, it stood a lot higher than this, and it was just a better version of a grain cleaner.
Yeah, that's the Emerson kicker.
That's the Emerson kicker.
One in my brother's garage. Somebody was going to throw it out, and...
Heaven forbid, don't throw it out.
Okay.
But no, this is the earlier version of a grain cleaner.
And this is to do samples.
I would think so. This I would say so. For anything I've heard of the grain the clipper, that is what they did, and cleaning up samples of grain. Not necessarily for the buying of grain, the test, the dockage testing, and so on. But they might do up samples for seed plants, where they produce grain for seed, and. It took me a while to try to figure this thing out, how it went together and so on, because I've never seen this work. Mm-hmm. But I have a pretty good idea how it worked.
So
that's what we need to know.
Take us through it.
So anyway, this is the hopper. Now this, there's different ones, but we'll just put this one here for the time being. If I had a motor, there's a motor goes on top here, and which drives this pulley here, and then that in turn makes this whole thing move. And if I turn this thing here, you'll see how they. I'm just trying not to get your wires tied up, tangled up in here. But they just move back and forth, the same as what the kicker would. That shakes it, so the grain.
Like a flour sifter, in a sense.
In a sense. But this here, you can regulate the flow. This is where you put the grain, and it's the hopper. And in order to regulate the flow that you want in, you just turn these things here, and it moves up. This thing moves up and down. And it drops in here, and then the first step is it takes the chaff, the heavier stuff, like wild oats or some wild oats, not all of them, The screen you see in here is not necessarily what the what would happen, because this is, could have been used for something different than what I'm trying to explain here. But it gives you the general idea. This thing's shaking back and forth. The grain moves like this, and the heavy stuff goes over the top, and the grain itself would fall through. Now you can see that this sieve's too much too small, but anyway, could have been used for canola. That would drop through. And then the chaff and the pods that hadn't been thrashed would come over here. And with the shaking, there's a slight shaking motion there too. And there would be a hopper or a box of some sort here that would flow, that the grain would, or that the chaff and stuff would fall out. And then there's another one here that I'm thinking that this one here is
the other spout.
Yeah, there's another spout. There would be another separation there, and there would be a box over in here. Now, and then the box over in here then would catch the clean sample. And then you would do whatever you want with it.
So we're really looking at three separations.
Or four, whatever, it depends. In this case, I would say three.
Yeah.
No, pardon me, there's four. And that's, see this thing here?
The circular piece that the lever works.
Yeah, there's a fan in here that would take all the light stuff, and it would blow it out. And the amount of air that you want, or let's say you had a heavy grain or light, heavy grain, you would put a little more air to it. But light grain, you'd have to shut it down because it might throw it all out, pick it up and throw it out. And so that was quite a unique way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that would just come out onto the floor?
No, it would go up in here. See, there's, if you look in here, there's
so that's just the aperture for the air for the fan.
That's right. That's all that does. And it would go up here. So you can see here. It would fall out up in here and go in here.
Oh, all right.
Now, here I'm a little bit lost as to the fact what happened after this. I know it is the chaff and stuff, but there would be something catching it here. But there's a slide, or there's a little tray in here. But there's none in here. There's a tray missing here. There would be something that would catch it in here. Now, there's a screen in here, which I'm not exactly sure what that is all about. But I know that this chaff would come up here in the grain cleaners that we have in the elevator. This doesn't work like the kicker. The kicker didn't. This thing works the same as what the Emerson grain cleaner, not the kicker, but the cleaner would have. And it has it, and it works on air as well. And it would throw this, and this would all go in the what we call the dustbin, and so on. So that would take it away into a bin outside. Or in some cases, we just had a box sitting here too. But most of the time, the newer ones goes right to the bin outside. And there, so there's actually four separations in this case.
Now the new ones then, are they about the same size as this?
No, they're bigger.
Okay.
No. You mean you're talking about the kicker? Or you're
talking
about
things that do the same thing.
The kicker does not have this, it does not have the air, mm-hmm. but the grain cleaners that we use, but they're big, the ones they have today, their one cleaner will take up about half this room.
And they're cleaning big.
They're cleaning.
It's not just samples.
They clean grain for export.
Yes.
But
while we're talking about those cleaners, the bigger ones that are in the elevators, one of our interviews, they were talking about developing the pellet system to use the, I think they were calling them screenings.
Yes.
So, this was being done at the primary elevators as well as the terminals?
No, not to this point. I'm sure that it still hasn't. It definitely wasn't when I left, when I retired. And I don't think there is yet, unless they have started some at the grain terminal, the inland terminal, these big cement ones.
Yes.
They might have started there.
There.
Okay. But I don't know of any yet.
So the screenings would just be garbage, essentially?
Nothing's garbage.
Okay. Talk about that.
No, it's all, it's got a value.
Okay.
And
So talk about the pieces that come out of here. You were saying like there's four divisions.
Yes.
So obviously the major division, which is the the green itself, we know what's going to happen to it.
The one I had in the elevator in Perryville, we had a not as big a version as what they have today, but getting awful close to it. And what we did is, actually there's the stuff that come out here, that would be probably...
the metal spout on the side with the red wheel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that this is the one, because I haven't had it running, so I could be reversed in the spokes here. Mm-hmm. But anyway, there'd be different sizes of grain, which we would re-clean for to in salvage. We would still, buy it in salad or whatever. And the main cleaning would be over there. Of course, that's the good stuff. This here would be re-cleaned. And but today, the cleaners they have today, one separation can do it because of the different spouting they have into the different bins. Now this stuff here would go in with the and the other stuff that comes out here
on the tray at the top.
Yeah.
With the screen that we're not quite sure what it's there for, but
yeah. That and this one over here in this case, which would be the roughage, and there's some place in here where the real fine seeds should be. Now I haven't just quite figured out what it would, but in my case, with the big cleaners, there'd be the very fine seeds, like mustard seeds, and, all this kind of stuff, would go in with the chaff, not the stuff that goes into the dustbin,
okay,
but the chaff that comes out there, and the fine seeds, that would go into the screening bin, and which feed mills buy up, or in the case where we used to clean a lot of seed, which we, for the farmers, account that they would take it home and sow it and so on. And then we would give it back to the farmer and he could grind it up for feed to, he had it, he brought his, or to come out of his grain, we'd give back to the farmer and he would feed it to the cows or pigs or chickens or whatever. And those in later years, like with the big terminals, the cement ones, that's all sold to feed mills or, they have contracts with them to buy up. So there's no waste. The only waste that I know of is stuff that comes over here that goes to the dustbin. But I guess maybe now, with the pelleting plants, they might be able to salvage it too. Mm-hmm.
So where in the process would this machine be used? Let's say the farmer comes in with a load of grain, unloads it.
Mm-hmm.
Is the sample then taken and put through this?
That's right.
At that time?
At that time, because that's where you assess the dockage.
Okay.
And of course, the grade. Because once you run it through and see how much seeds, how many still be left in the sample, and how many of those, what percentage of inseparable seeds is in the grain, can determine the grade.
Now, so, has the farmer left by this point and waits for you to call, or the farmer usually stays around to see what the situation
is? He did,
is?
In earlier days, and when I first started buying grain, yes. He'd want to know what the grade would be, especially the first load he'd bring in. He'd want to know what the grade was and the dockage and so on. And, sometimes they stick around, but, after a while they... And especially today with the semis, they don't even come near the elevator except to pick up the check. Or maybe to bring the original sample to see what it would... Mm-hmm. A lot of grain now is, they can determine by samples because farmers keep pretty good samples of grain that goes in the bin. And then they keep that and they take it to the elevators and see who will give them the better grade and so on. So, but that's... But this is also done, I do every load. The first load is generally about, it doesn't vary a whole lot, as a rule.
Yeah, it's representative of what the crop will be like, unless you've got a huge farm and sections of various
And they don't keep
areas.
Good samples.
And they don't keep good samples.
That's when you can run into some problems there. But, that's the time they would do. And sometimes they bring in, a whole big bunch of samples and you don't have time to run them through at that time. And you put their names and stuff on it, and then you run it through it when you have time. And
But I was just in the elevator last week, and I picked up the moisture meter, and so anyway, they had one guy, and that's all they basically did, is they did some checking there, and of course the trucks were lined up in the elevator, and they just drive through it. One guy's all he did. But then also, at the same time, they were loading cars, and then they had a grain inspector from the Board of Grain Commission. They did all the checking, whatever they... So then they know what it's going to unload at the other end. There's no
surprises.
No, whatever. Then they have a chance to do it at that time. So those cleaners are like the kickers, particular, which would have been, I guess, is used today instead of this. And mind you, there's a lot of old kickers too. I'm thinking that this one here might have been used more in seed plants, you know, where they sell registered seed and stuff like that. Or maybe it says here the bean cleaner. You know, it's like contractors that would contract beans. Like, it's usually done on contract. At least it used to be. And, you know, they would have that kind of a cleaner to prepare the samples to see what they would do. More so than the kicker, because it has air as well as the other.
So would an elevator have more than one of these, or do they just change the screens when they're dealing with different products?
Screens. They only have one. Some today maybe have two, but I mean, in my day, we only had the one. And you used, see that there's various different sizes of screens, and very easy to change, you know, from one to the other.
Is this one easy to change?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I wish I knew a little bit more about this machine, because...
Oh, yes, it is, actually. It just pulls out here.
That's the top one, sure.
So not too bad, the
bottom
one.
But I think the other one is...
Looks fixed.
You know, and I think the other one is just where the air blows it through.
Yeah.
Yeah, it lifts it up. So this...
Or actually, you know, if you come here, John, and look, I think if you take out the top screen, you can access the bottom screen. I think there's
Why don't we try it?
Okay.
Basically the same with the kicker would work.
And then can that one come out?
I don't think there's...
Nope, it's fixed. Nope, it's on a rail or whatever those
things. Yeah, well.
We don't want to wreck it.
No. And it could happen because it's wood and it's...
Yeah,
dried
you won't force it, but it looks to me like it's on a...
You're right.
There we go. Okay, we can see that.
Oh, he's just stuck.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, you don't need this.
Oh, that's what these wing nuts are for.
That's right. That's what they do.
Okay.
And that's
very
basically
neat.
How the kicker work too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
great.
Well, let's see what looks inside.
Okay.
Is there a wing nut on
actually,
the other side?
You know, it looks like this is holding it in, this piece here.
Oh.
It's sort of wedged.
So. Probably worked.
Okay.
Yeah,
better
not.
I hate to...
And then it's got a tin...
See, this would come off of here and drop into here.
Yeah.
But the top would go, actually, it would fit over here. That would, it would shake over into here.
Yeah.
And come out that direction.
Yeah, ingenious, isn't it?
Well, it is,
and
actually.
It's very simple.
It is, yeah.
That's a sign of a good piece of equipment, is that it's simple.
It's a better.
What's the track?
Well,
the track
here.
Is over here, yeah.
There? I don't know which track I'm even trying to
get on. Yeah, that's
what
I'm trying to
do. There we go.
Well.
Yeah.
I'll just
take
this. Yeah, that's right. It squeezes with the different grains. And that's the same way this kicker works, too.
Well, that's neat how that tightens that up. And
yeah, and slides back and
slides
forth.
Slides it back and forth.
I don't know why they have two.
And the
here.
Wing nuts.
This wing nut's missing, so. But that's.
Oh, maybe it's left over from a previous one.
Well, it could be. I mean,
yeah.
That's. But this is what I'm guessing how Patterson would have this. Like, I haven't seen any of these in the elevator itself. So I'm guessing that this was in their, would be in their grading room in Winnipeg. You know, where they have a grading room right in the office, right, even yet, where we can send samples and they. And they grade it, and they have very precise inspectors do the same caliber inspectors, really. They take the same course and everything.
Yeah.
So it's it's a piece of equipment that, but they see the belts pretty well wore out. And we used to splice it. It just comes in a in a roll, and we just splice it. And this pulley here, I was going to make a new one, but I haven't got around to that.
So why two pulleys?
Oh, there's actually three.
Okay.
It can be.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is for speed. You can speed it up. Now, if you see, here, this one is a big pulley.
Right.
That's a small one. And then it gets bigger, and this one gets smaller.
Like sprockets on a bicycle.
Yeah, same thing. Same thing. And then if you want to move it, you would, but I can't remember now which is which, whether you'd speed
which
it, make it bigger.
Which is faster, which is slower.
But
you
guys soon learn. But,
yeah.
But that's how they, yeah, that's yeah. how that works. But.
Okay.
And,
good. Shall we move on to our other piece?
Okay, well, let's move
major piece.
Over here.
Don't know really anything about it.
Are they too close?
I know it's a grain cleaner. I know it's, and I'm there again, I would say that it's,
that's older
yeah,
it's than
older, this is older than that one, I would say for sure.
Does it have a name on it?
I don't think it even has a name on it.
Homemade.
Maybe it's homemade. Maybe it is. No, I don't know what make it is. I'm just gonna
look and you don't know where this fellow got it from?
No, but that would be from the Patterson. Well, they had a warehouse that they. When they moved, they were going to junk a lot of this stuff, and he wouldn't.
This is writing of something, but I can't tell what it says.
Okay, I can't either.
Well worn.
Yes. So he saved a lot of this stuff. It hasn't been used for years and years, but rather than have it go to the dump where it would have ended up. But there again, there's different screens that have
a little different because it has rollers.
Yes.
And.
I'm not so sure that.
I don't know what really either.
No, I don't think so.
So what the rollers and all that's about, that's I really don't know. But I was hoping that someday I would be able to talk to somebody that that knew more about this machine.
Mm-hmm.
But. Now there's a museum, agricultural museum in Killarney, and I have talked to them about these machines to see if, you know, they might, there's pieces missing off this, I know there is, but I don't know just where they would, if a guy had, like this one here, a person might be able to get manual for it, and that's one here. I don't know. That's three levels of. This is where the different separation. And then this would be maybe roughage.
Do you think it might correspond with a different size of screens?
That would be for the different grains.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so. different screens for different grains.
Hmm.
The same as that. That's for different grains. And so I really can't.
And we don't know what goes on inside here, do we?
No. And I can't.
Let me see if I can see. Oh, you can see right down. So not much goes on inside there, except falling into the little bins.
You know, I'm thinking that years ago they used to have a, what they call a belt. Cleaner. That was for cleaning wild oats out of grain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if this is probably what this.
We have these handles here. And, no, that's
no,
just
that's,
that.
Yeah, there'd be.
This handle.
There would be.
Would there possibly have been a belt?
I see here.
Oh, I see, yes.
Okay, this one turns. So that makes me think that there's. And this one is runs free.
Yeah.
So that's what makes me think that that's a belt cleaner.
Okay.
That the belt is missing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then you see that the belt, any roughage like wild oats, it's a little bit sticky and stuff would stick to the belt.
Oh,
I
see.
As I understand.
Yeah.
But, again, I have never seen one of them.
Hmm.
But it's an interesting piece of equipment if a guy could find more information on it.
Did the Killarney Museum people have these pieces of equipment?
They have equipment there, but to a bigger extent, bigger. You know, I don't know whether they have a clipper. They might have. I didn't see
okay.
one yet. But they might have, but they didn't. I wasn't talking to the right guy.
Hmm.
He was missing it, or was it gone the day I was there?
Yes.
And so.
People take interest in different things.
Yeah, yeah. But that's.
This actually would be a good thing. UGG's magazine for their employees. Do you remember what it's called? Anyway, they still publish it.
Okay.
And
just for the employees.
Yes.
Okay.
They have a newsletter that goes out.
Yeah.
We could supply them with pictures
and
see if anybody says, "Ah, yes, I know exactly how that works and what's missing." Or.
Yeah. They.
And they're always looking for stories and things to put in.
Did you ever get a chance to interview Barry Woods?
No.
Because he moved. He moved to Vancouver.
That's what Mr. Domes was saying.
Yeah.
So he's
he would have been a perfect guy. He's a little bit older than myself, and he would have been able to explain this better than I can.
And is he in Vancouver?
He's not in Vancouver, but he is, I think it's Comox, I think, that he went to.
Okay.
I think.
On the island.
On the island.
Yeah. As far as I know, that's
yeah.
where he went.
Is it possible for you to track him down for us?
I can try.
An address?
I can drive.
Sure.
And it was his brother that had the same
right.
source. So
yeah.
I can try and see if.
Yeah, head office might know, and they're more likely to give you contact information
you,
than
you
me.
You get head office and get in touch with Kevin Woods.
Oh, another brother?
No,
or a son?
A, that's a nephew of Barry's.
Okay.
And he might be able to, you know, if you showed him the picture and stuff, he might be able to tell you what this is.
But yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I wouldn't leave it too long because you have to put up an age, you know. But I can definitely try and see if I can, you know, find out his address and stuff.
So moving over to.
Were we done with this one?
And I was just going to take. Well, I'll just leave that on there.
I'm going to have to. I think the battery's starting to go on this camera.
Is it?
Okay. Because it's telling me.
It's blinking on you.
It's blinking.
I'll go get some. I'll take and get some new batteries.
Or we could do it at the end. Do you want to do it?
I think it's sort of nice that you're picking out pictures as
yeah.
it goes along.
Okay,
so I'm just going to.
It's just giving a little blink. So.
Yeah, I'll go change batteries.
Doesn't matter.
I think we're all standing so close together. It doesn't make any difference at this point. Without the. Microphones on them.
Yeah.
Moving now to the display table, and should we start from
sure.
left
yeah,
to right, you think?
That'll kind of fit in here. So.
Okay, so we have here.
Okay, we were talking about you know all the different steps it goes through once the sample reaches the elevator or leaves the truck, I should say. And years ago, we had this is a balance scale. Now this here is the bushel. This is per bushel weight. You know, wheat or whatever can weigh many different. You know, it can be heavy, it can be light, and this is one way that they would do it. They would fill this cup, and they'd have a stick or something, they'd level it out, and so that it would be just level with this.
Standard measure,
yeah. And then they would put this on there, and then they would move this over to where, and they would balance it out.
I need this says to change the batteries. Whatever. Sorry, can we turn it off for a sec?
Yeah.
See what I'm trying to take a picture.
Nothing happened?